waiting for that voice to tell me. Hello, wonderful, gorgeous souls. Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. And here we are both in our homes again after we met last Saturday in real life in Zurich, and we had an impromptu live on my private Facebook profile. That was so fun. It was so fun to hug. And I think hugs are sort of a sign of feeling at home too. Today's topic is home. What is home? How does it feel? What can you do if you don't feel at home? And of course, home in your home, but also home in your body. I mean, that's sometimes it correlates, of course. So, welcome, Janet. Welcome back from England.
Back home. Even though we were talking when we were in Switzerland last week for our short trip and meeting up with you, Caroline, which was lovely. It's so funny because we lived for over 11 years in Switzerland for my husband and I when we got on the plane and we got there. We went, guys, like it's we're like home. We've always felt very connected to Switzerland. And I even remember when we first arrived, my husband was walking down the main street, the Bahnhofstrasse, and he says, I feel like I'm at home. And it always amazes me, even like then, and even our last visit, people automatically speak to him in Swiss German. And then they're kind of a little bit taken back that they, because they assume for some reason that he's Swiss. And then they're kind of like, oh, you're not Swiss. It's been so funny because, like, for him, it was really that strong feeling of being home. And certainly last week when we got off and things made sense, things were familiar. I mean, yes, some things had changed, but fundamentally it was the same. Everything works. It's such an attractive city, Zurich, and it's my favorite city out of everywhere we've been. I love it. I love Zurich. Very expensive, particularly when you're not on a Swiss salary anymore. But there's still loads of things that you can do that don't cost you too much. Like the Christmas markets were fantastic. So it was like coming home. But yet at the end of the trip, we were ready to come home. And a few weeks ago, I was back in my childhood home. So I feel I have many homes. And it's kind of like understanding is what constitutes that feeling of being at home. Caroline, to you, what is that feeling of home?
For me, that feeling of home is a place where I can relax, where I'm feeling safe, where, yeah, I it's hard to share that feeling of home, but it's sort of that like belonging, sort of cozy. It's all these kind of things. And yeah, like you, we have several homes. I mean, for me, for example, New York City is sort of like a soul home. A city I can be for a couple of days, absolutely love it, absolutely are in the tune of the city that never sleeps. I'm in that hype, I'm full of energy. But of course, after 4 or 5 days, I sort of start to crash because it's like overstimulating everything. But it's a great city. And yeah, home. I think I've always sort of felt home in the houses I was. I made it sort of home, maybe with cozy corners or a favorite chair or a blanket. And there is the saying of home is where your heart is. And I mean, I've moved, I don't know, 16 times or something or even more. I stopped counting, and everywhere we went, I felt at home. Of course, moving to the US, it took a while to adjust to all the little itty-gritty things, you know. But I felt home, you know, and maybe that's sort of for me, sort of that flexibility and just. And of course, I was a mom, you know, I had then two young children, and sort of I felt home where the children were, you know, so we're together. We, and even if I lived in a cave or something, that would be my home. And, but feeling home, I only sort of learned recently, because I mean, for me, it was sort of like flying with the angels, you know. I was all up there and all that, and I felt sort of like the world is too harsh, you know, life is too hard, it's sort of like too many challenges, and I never truly felt at home. And I think it had to do because I didn't like my body. Sort of growing up, I felt them too thick, too chubby, which I was not looking back at the pictures. And then there was always something I didn't like, you know. And I think when I finally learned to accept myself just the way I am, you know, frizzy hair, wide shoulders, and all of that, I could finally feel home, home in my body. Because home in the house, you know, and a favorite pillow and a blanket, or that was all good, but home in my body was another challenge. And I think that's sort of, yeah, that's probably my mission here on earth, to arrive, feel home, embrace my life's purpose, you know, come here and finally being who I was meant to be. Had you similar experience, Janet?
Home is definitely here. I have to say, because we didn't have the children when we traveled, just like you, Caroline, we've both been expats living in other parts of the world, and it does take time to adjust. And certainly when I was younger, I was very keen to do that, because home, when I grew up in Northern Ireland back in the Troubles, because there was that sense of not feeling safe, it's sort of like, even though I was with family and stuff, it just, there was some, a piece missing. And it's taken a while to find that on my travels. And now I do feel secure. And funny enough, I faced the same thing when we moved back to the UK and we were living in temporary accommodation during lockdown. And that, again, I felt not safe and secure, because it wasn't my own space, it wasn't my own things, it didn't have that feeling of sanctuary. And I think that's important. So when we've created our home here, it has our stamp on it. It has, like you, I like to make a place, it doesn't have to be a show home, because that to me isn't a home. It's where you feel you want to come back in when it's a wet, wild day like we have today. You want to just, like, oh, just stay in, cozy up, read a book, watch some TV. That sort of feeling. And it definitely, we have that feeling now. And it does take time when you move. It does take time to readjust. And I think also a little bit, I'm finding as I get older, it's that period of readjustment takes longer. But I will say that one of the biggest thing you say mentioned about belonging, because again, this isn't my childhood home, where in England, where my husband grew up, not where I grew up. So I don't have my family and friends here. But I have found since we got the dog and going out and doing the dog walks, and I meet people and I chat to people and chit, I feel more a sense of belonging, because I have that, where I have people I can connect with, and you have that, you know, that doggy in common, that common denominator. And that really does make a difference, because it's funny, because even in Switzerland, after we lived in, like you, the States before, I never felt at home in the States. beautiful to visit, etc. But I never felt at home there. And it was amazing, even though when we moved to Switzerland, even with the language differences, we felt more at home. And even dealing with all of the paperwork and bureaucracy and stuff, it was more straightforward. I don't know about you in America, it was always so complicated because you never got clear instructions as to how things worked. You would call up and you would be told one thing, you would go with the paperwork and they go, oh no, you need this. And then you have to go away again, and then you come back and then something's out of date and then you have to go away and you have to come. And it was just so, and you thought, we don't have a language issue. We didn't have the, well, you thought you didn't have a language issue, but you seem to have a language issue. So, I mean, we always just find Switzerland, it was easier. And I'm not saying to begin with, I did find it a challenge because I was ready to move home and we were looking, talking about adoption and all of that went out the window. So it was a real challenge moving to Switzerland. And then it sort of fell into place. And sort of meeting you, Caroline, and meeting other friends, and what I learned on the journey in Switzerland. And I do see it as a major step in my healing process that it was somewhere I needed to be. And I loved it. Loved it. So,
That's great.
yes. And I think that is the thing is once you reconnect with your heart and soul, and you're comfortable within yourself and know who you are, you can create home wherever you are because you carry it within you.
Definitely. And as you were talking, and I thought of when you came here to Switzerland, I think it's that mountains, you know, those majestic Alps. It has sort of this really grounding energy, this calm, settled. We've been here for over 700 years, you know, sort of. I mean, the Switzerland. But, you know, it's sort of that really ancient kind of grounding, and yeah, and everything has its pace and its role, and it works, and sometimes even the train system works, which, you know, it's that sort of stability also that I think truly helps to, yeah, to start to feel safe and let those little tiny gentle roots sort of grow down to anchor you a bit more. And yeah, of course, I have my ancestors' home, or we had my ancestors' home up in the mountains, and that's still sort of my home. Whenever I come into the mountains, it's sort of like, this is it. This is, and probably through all my ancestors, you know, it's sort of that, like that, yeah, surrounded groundedness, safe haven kind of energy. And yeah, it's,
Quiet.
we don't hear her. It's all good. She's only annoying you.
Bless her. It's because she needs to get out for a walk, and it's just been the weather's been so bad.
It is. It's that homey feel. And I also, for me, it's, I love to be home. When I've been out and about for a couple of days, I just feel like I need a day at home. That's where I can sort of decompress, where I can just be. And excuse me, I understand some people, I don't know what it is, but they can't stay home. They don't feel good at home, so they have to be out all the time. So making your home comfortable, having a favorite little corner or something you truly feel at home and safe and can snuggle up and, yeah, decompress, like all that sort of, you know, at home. And especially during Christmas time, and so much is going on. And I go into Zurich meeting lovely people, but then Zurich is, you know, sort of like, oh, okay, happy to be home. And nature, I mean, yeah, if you can be near n nature or have a park or a little garden you can get into just to soothe your nervous system and take a deep breath. And I think that's what home is also. Yeah, grounding, taking a deep breath, being. That's sort of my feeling of home.
Yes, and a key thing of that, I do think that as well, we've talked about home being sort of within us, our heart and soul, is self-love. We've talked about this before, how important that is. I think once you get to know yourself and what you need as a person and your self-care as part of that. So, for example, as you said, because we're empaths, we find sometimes like cities and things overwhelm are really. The energy is really challenging. Definitely that coming home to decompress, or I like it like cocoon. I like that word cocoon because it's like I just want to wrap myself up in my duvet and just like snuggle up and, you know, put on some music and light the fire and just particularly on wintry evenings. And I just want to be, yes, just home in my jammies with
Definitely,
hot chocolate. You know,
yeah.
and if that's what you need and you know that and you recognize that and you give that to yourself, I mean, that is so nurturing and that is understanding who you are and what you need. And that is a key thing of that finding home within is that to under awareness and understanding and being compassionate to your needs. Because you're right, there's so many people, and we see it, there's busyness and people who can't settle because they don't make the time or they are afraid to make that time alone to deal with things, and they don't like their own company. I'm someone that I do love my own company. I do like to sometimes just be left on my own. It's an amazing thing once you start to understand yourself and understand and try and meet your needs and set your boundaries and all. We've talked about, check out all our episodes. There's loads of stuff here. It's all about that finding home. And I know that like you, because of the traveling and living in different places, it's been a journey of learning. And I feel now, even though coming back to the UK was quite a challenge and there was a big learning curve on that, but now we're back, you know, this does feel like home. It does feel like, well, I'm more settled. The dog has made a huge difference, even though I think she's trying to attack. Leave the Christmas tree, leave it. I think she's caught up in the wire of the Christmas tree. Give me a second and I'll come.
Yes, of
Caroline,
course.
over to you for a second.
I'll take over. Yeah, definitely. Be in the here and now. That's also very present, homey feel. And yeah, I know many of you might be looking for home and finding the right place, the right location, but we can never find home in the outside. We first have to find home within us, in our heart and soul, and be comfortable nurturing yourself, self-care, and learning your own needs. Because yeah, we sometimes tend to be overgivers and forget to give ourselves. Learning about yourself, and that's such a beautiful, wonderful journey. And like Janet said, yeah, I'm comfortable now with being alone, quiet, because beforehand so much stuff would come up, and I'd rather down instead of letting it all come up and release and heal as I go. I know it can be very uncomfortable, but so much can be healed, released, looked up, and learned about oneself. And especially during that time of love, of darker times now. It's really good to nurture your heart and your soul and allow to be open to really connect to your heart and your soul.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And it does come within. And the thing is as well, when you are moving around or, building a home, like a physical home, is when you know yourself, you're going to, as Caroline said, like fill it with things that mean something to you. We've got loads of things from our travels, things that make us happy. And, because it's not just my home, it's for my husband as well. When we've built this home, we've discussed it and we've chosen things together so that they mean something to both of us. Because it's not just my home to go and say, I want this, I want that, and, follow the trends. It's not like that. It's definitely been where we've gone out and we've gone, oh, I like that. And he'll either go, no, don't like that. Or we'll find something that will work for both of us. And that's been important, because I do see that, there's many people online following trends and creating these perfect homes, but they're not home.
Not
They're
their
like a
home. Yeah.
showcase, and it's all about the belongings and not about the feeling. And it's the feeling that is, because I've always, probably Caroline, like you, wherever I've been, even in my first little apartment in Paris, and it was tiny, and it was a set place that you got your basic gray furniture, and I started putting in sort of like colorful cushions and adding some throws and buying little ornaments and things, not too much. But I always remember a couple of people saying to me is, when we come to your place, it feels so homely. And I thought, oh, that really, actually, that was a big, big compliment to me, is that they felt they were at home when they came into my tiny abode. And I loved that. I loved that they felt there was that warmth, because that's that feeling, isn't it? That they could kick off their shoes and relax and not be sort of sitting on, afraid to move, or it just being grey and drab. And have no sense of warmth. But there you go. That made me always feel good. And it's always been like that with wherever we've lived. People have always said it's been very welcoming and homely, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, and it doesn't take much. Like you said, a little cushion, a little pillow, a little something, and that makes a great effect. So we don't have to spend thousands and thousands of francs, but just tiny little things that make you feel good. Like, for example, a rose crystal or something. You know, sometimes it's just something you can hold, or a nice cup, or something that just makes you feel good and more at home as well.
Yeah. Joy. Those joy bringers.
Joy,
I
love
love this little
home.
mug, and I sort of don't use it very often because it's quite small. Normally I like a bigger. And I thought today, I went, oh no, I'm going to choose this one on this dull day. I thought it was nice and bright. So yes, it does. It brings me joy. So it's just the little things, that make the difference. And I mean, you can see we're here in the UK getting ready for Christmas. There's some Christmas decorations behind me. Now, half of these we've had for years, but we keep adding to them. And every time we bring them out, it's like, they've been away, and then they come back and go, oh, well, I've forgotten about this and I've forgotten about that. So it's really, really nice. And we've collected so much on our travels as well, that we have a tray in the front room with our baubles from all over the world, from our travels or places we've visited. So that's our travel of our Christmas tree, travel tree, which is quite nice.
Memory tree.
Our travel tree. So it's kind of nice when we're putting that one together, we're remembering for both of us, because we do it together, we're remembering about, oh, do you remember when we were here, or this is where we got this one, and that's really nice for us, because it brings those nice memories back. So It's things like it's not just decorating a tree because we have to have a tree and it has to look stunning. It has meaning. It has meaning. And it makes us smile.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, with little things, we can make all our stay meaningful and our homes meaningful. And yeah, I think it's also about acceptance, accepting where you are, whatever place you're in, and then creating that little sanctuary for yourself with whatever is important for
Yes.
you. Yeah, I love being home, and I know you love to be back home after being here in Switzerland as well. So, anything more on the topic you love to share?
Covered quite a lot about home and that feeling of home. And I think that to me is the important part. And in fact, funny enough, you've brought back a memory of like I thought, I am going to write a book about the feeling of home or finding home because it is a bit, sometimes it is a journey to unlock that feeling of home. And I know for me it definitely was and a huge part of my healing process. And now I've found it. I mean, yes, during lockdown, it wasn't easy being in a place that wasn't our home and didn't have that feeling. But I had to try and go within to find that feeling to be able to cope with everything. And that was important of like reconnecting with that. And yeah, I think it is something that we learn. Some people just seem to have it naturally, or they don't move around, or they like, because Caroline, you were the same as me. You have moved to different countries and lived different places. So you know what it's like to uproot and have to rebuild a life somewhere else. Some people have never had that experience. They've always stayed where they've grown up. But even then, it's still you want that feeling of home. And I think it is the priority is finding it within ourselves.
Yeah, and finding that happiness, joy in your hearts, and connecting to your soul, and then knowing that wherever you are or whatever life throws at you, you're home. I think
Yeah.
that's important. And sometimes, yeah, it's the journey of finding home, being home, allowing yourself to feel home. That's important. It's always the journey, isn't it?
Exactly. And as well, from a soul perspective, because our soul never dies, it transmutes, it moves into different lifetimes. I think we also need to remember is that we are connected to a bigger consciousness, and that is home. The true essence of home comes from that. And I think once you connect with your heart and soul, and then you're connected with that bigger consciousness, it makes it easier to find that home feeling wherever you are. And I think that is very important.
It is, and I just remember that actually I had that longing for home for such a long time, but home, going back home, till I sort of accepted that actually it's important to be home, that I chose to be here on earth. And yeah, as much as being home in that unconditional love and just in that, yeah, beautiful space, being here on earth is important. And I accepted this mission. So that's also a part. And yeah, and I also learned that earth angels have that longing for home, because sometimes, yeah, just all about love, right?
Exactly. I missed my wings.
I
I love the the feeling of flying, and I think I miss my wings.
Definitely,
But yes, it
definitely.
is important. And I think there's sort of, there's a lot here in this episode that we've gone through. And, as Caroline will say to you, if any of it sort of, resonates with you, or you want to share your feelings of home, please reach out and let us know, because we always love to hear from you, our listeners, our viewers. It's a big topic and a very, very important one.
Definitely. So, thank you so much. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, listeners and viewers. And we'll be back next week again for an episode. And then, probably during Christmas and New Year's, we might skip a couple of episodes. But thank you and speak to you soon.
Love and light blessings, everyone.